Beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, we are on page 30, Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. Seder v'hu rachum v'hagbas ha-Torah. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Thoughts of the Ramah, Nuhogin laharbos b'tachanunim b'sheni u'b'chamishi. The minog is to say extra tachanunim on Monday and Thursday, v'omrim v'hu rachum, and we say v'hu rachum. V'omrim oso b'kol rom, we say it out loud. And if you didn't say it standing up, over al hatakana, you're going against the takana of Chazal, v'nikra poreitz goder, and you consider someone that breaks down the fence. Says the Ramah, v'cheinu hagin lo'omro mu'umud, in fact, that is the custom to say, v'hurachum, standing up. Turning the page, aval omrim oso b'lachash, but our minog is not to say it out loud like the Mechaber says, but rather to say it quietly. And the reason why we have this custom of being marbe in tachanunim on Mondays and Thursdays is mishum shehem yemei ratzon, because these are days of ratzon. And therefore, for that reason as well, the minhag is to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Now let's begin the mishabura back to page 30 and sevkot and aleph. We said Nohagin Laharbos the minhag is to be marbe b'tachanunim on Monday and Thursday, and we say v'hurachum. Yesh mekomo shenohagin lomar kodem v'hurachum yud gimul mido shorachemim uvidui. If you look in the art school Siddurim, it says most Ashkenazi communities don't do this, and our minhag is not to do it. But there are places where the minhag is before v'hurachum is to say the yud gimul mido shorachemim and the vidui. And there's an important note over here which we're going to go through. Note number one. If your custom is not to say the Yud Gimel Midos and Vidui, and you find yourself davening in a shul where it is the minhag to say it, so Rav Moshe Feinstein says, you should not change from the minhag amakom, the Yomar Imahim. In that case, you should say the Yud Gimel Midos and the Vidui with the Tzibur. The minhago la omram, but if your minhag is to yes say it, mispalo bebeis haknesses she'ein hagin la omram, and you find yourself davening in the shul, the minhag is not to say it. There, of Moshe writes sheyomar havidui baofen she'einu nikar la'achirin. You should say the vidui, but in a way that it's not recognizable to others. Ubeli lahakos al halev, and not to bang on your chest like you normally do during vidui, because obviously that would be nikar. The chen kaso b'shal and shuvas or letzion sheyomar havidui biyeshiva. You should say the vidui sitting down. Ubaloha ka alalev, without hitting your chest. The chain das has stipler. Ulam, yud gimul midos, kasav, b'shalajiv is igras moshe, she'eno yachal lomar kevan she'eno imo minyan. If you're the only one who's saying it, you can't say the yud gimul midos because you can't say it without a minyan. However, the Or Lezion writes, she'yomrem b'ta'amim. You could say it with the trup, v'yasayim es ha-posuk, v'nakelo yinake v'gomer. Say the whole pasuk and say it in the trup of the Torah, and then it wouldn't be like saying the Yud Gimel Midos, it would just be saying like you're reading a pasuk, then it would be okay. We're continuing the note, which will eventually turn to page 3 in the back. V'ashomea Yud Gimel Midos me'atzibur v'eino mispalul imohem. Stam, if you hear, this would come up on a fast day during Slichos, you're not davening with the minyan, and they're saying the Yud Gimel Midos. So Rav Moshe says, Sha'av shalom motzom l'kor l'kach, she'tzorich lanos imohem. Even though Rav Moshe did not find a source that you must answer with them, mikomokom kein hu ha-minog, that is the minog, that if you hear the Yud Gimel Midos ha-rachamim, you join in with the tzibur. V'lefi ha-minog tzorich af la-hafzik milimudo v'lanos imohem. The minog as well is to stop him, you're learning, to say the Yud Gimel Midos with the tzibur. Ach mistaber shalo yevatel avur zeh talmud Torah de-rabim. But if you're giving a shir, you wouldn't interrupt the shir to say the Yud Gimel Midos, you would not interrupt the Torah of the rabim. This comes up also for us on any fast day or any day we say Slichos. If you're saying the Vidui, it's taking a little longer, and the Shiatziva is already up to the Yud Gimel Midos, so the Shevet Levi writes, you should stop whatever you're saying, the Vidui, whatever other Tfilos Slichos you are saying, and join together with the Tzibur for the Yud Gimel Midos. Ule'inyan kol she'eschilu lomar Vidui. Let's say the tzibur started saying the vidui, thinking that it was a day that they're going to say tachanun. V'niskeru shu yom she'ein omer bo tachanun. All of a sudden they realized, this is a day that you don't say tachanun. So the Shevet Levi writes, im ischilu ba'amiras elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu. If they start with those three words, which are the beginning of the vidui, elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu, v'hu yom she'mavur b'shulchan aruch she'ein omer bo tachanun. And it's a day that you really don't say tachanun from the Shulchan Aruch. So then, Yesaimu atovo lefanecha tfilaseinu. Just finish a sentence which starts with the video Elokeinu v'gavaseinu tovo lefanecha tfilaseinu, and that would be enough. Kedesha tochol amiras Elokeinu al eizat tfila. Then the Elokeinu v'gavaseinu, when you say Hashem's name, it will be chal on that tfila, that our tefillah should come in front of Hashem. V'lo yomer aval nachnu v'avaseinu chatonu, but you should not continue on in the paragraph saying that we have sinned. Shere'enu yom haskar haschait. Since it's a day without tachanun, it's certainly a day that you should not mention any chait. Aval imzeu yom shirak oso kol nohogim lo lomar lo tachanun. But if it's not a real day brought down by the Shulchan Aruch, not to say tachanun. It's just some day with that shul as a minute not to say tachanun. For example, a yortzeit of a tzaddik. Then it's poshet. You can finish the paragraph saying all the way through anachnu v'avaseinu chatanu. And then, if you want, you could stop. That is the end of note number one. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. Shlomi is asking a very good question. I'm not sure the answer. He's asking, Rav Moshe seems to be funny, the two psakim of Rav Moshe in the beginning of the note. First he says, if your minhag is to not say the Yigimul Midos, and you find yourself in a shul where they are saying it, you should join in with the tzibur. But if your minhag, then he writes, if your minhag is to yes say it, and you're diving a place where they're not saying it, then you shouldn't do the minhag of the tzibur. You should do your regular minhag, but make it not nikkur. So why the first way? Why don't you do your minhag and make it not nikkur, and just don't say anything and pretend you're saying it?
Say it quietly, but don't say anything.
I heard the cloud, whenever it's loud.
You're saying because they're saying something out loud, so you should say it. You shouldn't do a fake out. You should with Africa say with them.
How are you
going to
hide that?
Well,
you're not saying it.
I hear you're saying it wouldn't be able to be not nicker that way. You can only say it not nicker. You can't not say it not nicker. I mean, you could be davening something else and say, okay, I hear. Those are the suggested answers. Okay, let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkotam Beis. We said in the Mechaber that we say on Mondays and Thursdays, V'hurachum, V'tikun amirasa hoya ayidei maisa neis godol. And the way V'hurachum was established was through a tremendous neis, Kamuva Bekobo, which is brought down in the Kobo, V'nitbas besidurim, and it's brought down in the Sidurim, and we'll read it in a minute, what the Kobo says. V'tzaruch la'omro bekalvono, you have to say V'hurachum with great intent, Ubimitun velo bimerutza. You should say it slowly and not rushed. What is the source of Hurachum? I will read you what the Kolbo writes. There was a story, a Maisa Shahaya. Maisa Hoya Bisvina Shah Yehudim Shabah Migalus Yushalayim Le'ezaretz. There was a story of a boat full of Jews that was being exiled from Yushalayim, going to some foreign land. Shal Moshel Haaretz Ahiyasa Yehudim. The country in which they came to, the ruler asked the Jews, Me'eza Amatem, what nation are you from? Amru lo, they said to him, Yehudim, Anu, we are Jews. Amru lehem Moshel, the Moshel said to them, Im Yehudim Atem, if you're Jews, Ritzoni lenasos eschem kemoshe nisu eschananem Mishael v'azaria besoch maduras esh. A very not pleasant request. You know, oh yeah, if you're Jewish, I'd like to test you the same way that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were tested by being thrown into a fire. I'd like to throw you guys into a fire. That was their welcome to the foreign land. So Amar lo ha-Yehudim, the Jews said to the king, Tein lanu zman shlosha yamim. Give us 3 days, please, before you throw us into the fire. Nosan lahem, he said, okay. Yashvu ha-Yehudim betainis v'yamim elu, as could be expected, they sat and they fasted for those 3 days. V'chol ma'sha ro b'cholom ha-yu masapim l'kulam. Whatever anyone saw in a dream during those 3 days, they reported it back to each other. When it came close to finishing up the 3 days of fasting, there was one older man who was a fearer of sin, but he was not such a chacham, and he said the following, Ani ra'isi, I saw in my dream, shekaru pasuk, listen to this, if he's not a chacham for not knowing the pasuk, we're all not chachamim, he said, I saw in a dream that they read to me a pasuk, they read a pasuk that has the word ki, chaf yud, 2 times. Vishalosh pa'amim es hamila lo. And the word lo, no, lamed aleph, was written 3 times in the pasuk. Ve'eini zocher ma pasuk. And I don't remember what pasuk it was. So he's labeled not a chacham because he couldn't figure out what pasuk it was. He didn't remember the pasuk that said ki twice and lo 3 times. Amr lo zaken acher shahaya chacham. So another elder that was there, who was very wise, said to him, Vadai karu lefanecha b'cholom es ha-pasuk. They for sure were reading to you in the dream the following pasuk. This pasuk is in Yeshaya Mem Gimel. Ki savor b'mayim itcha ani. When you pass through water, I, Hashem, am with you. U'b'naharos lo yishtafuch, and they will not drown you in the rivers. Ki telech b'mo'esh lo tichve. When you go through fire, you will not burn. U'lahava lo tivarbach, and flames will not affect you. Sheyesh bo pamayim es hamila ki. That pasuk has the word ki 2 times. V'sholosh pa'amim es hamila lo. It has the word lo 3 times. So he was a chacham. He figured out that pasuk in Yeshaya. V'cholom ze remesh ato tikanes la'esh. And the wise elder said to the not wise elder, that was a yirei chait, that they're signaling you from Shemayim that you're going to go into a fire. V'yisrachesh l'cha neis v'tinotzel. A miracle is going to happen. You're going to be saved. Also, b'tzivu ha-moshal maduras eish gedola. The 3 days were up, and the king commanded to make the fire. They made the big fire. V'nichnas oso ha-zokein chole ma-cholom l'socha eish. And they threw this old man who had the dream, who was a yirechet, but not a chacham, they threw him into the fire. V'nechloka ha-eish l'shlosha chalokim. The fire then split into 3 sections. V'nichnasu b'socha shlosha zekeinim tzadikim. And in went 3 elders who were tzadikim, l'kabel panav shel ha-zokein ahu, to greet the zokein who was put in the fire. V'osam shlosha zekeinim tzadikim shavchu v'amru es tfilas v'hurachum. And these 3 elderly tzadikim went and said the praises and the tfilah v'hurachum. Harishon omar ad Ona Melech Rachum Mechanon, he said the first part. Hasheni Omar Adin Kamocha, the second part. Hashlishi Omar Mishavar Asof, he said the third part. Vekula Maschilin Berachum, Umesaimim Berachum. I looked this up. If you look at the 3 sections, they all start with a sentence discussing Rachum and ending with Rachum. All 3 sections. That's what they said, and the miracle happened, and obviously the guy was saved. That is the source that the Kolbo brings down for Vehu Rachum. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah tells us. It's a cut and base again. V'tikun amirasa hoya al yedei ma'isenes gadol. The establishment of the tefillah of Hurachim was through that great miracle that's brought in the Kolbo and it's printed in the Siddurim. V'tzarech la'amro b'kavono, and you have to say it with kavono, u'b'mitun v'lo b'merutza. You have to say it slowly and not quickly. Fine. Then the Yimachaber said that you should say it out loud, and if you didn't say it standing, you're over on a takana and you're called one who breaks the fence. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkaton Gimel Yesh Omrim De Lo Mikri Poreitz Gader Ela Im Lo Amaro Klal. Some say you're not considered breaking down the fence unless you don't say it at all. Aval Im Amaro Shelo Bamid Lo Havei Bechlal Poreitz Gader. But if you said it, you just didn't stand up, that's not considered a Poreitz Gader. In note number 2 in the back, it's short, you don't have to turn there, you can just listen. The Im Mishayr Shem Yomar V'Hurachum. It's a very important note. Because many times when we say V'Hurachum, and all of a sudden the tzibur gets up to Tachanun. So if you evaluate that if you say the whole v'hurachum lo yaspik lomar tachanun, you won't get a chance to say tachanun. So Chaim Kineski says sha'adiv shiomar tachanun v'yedalig v'hurachum. Now this is quoted from the Isha Yisrael, the Sefer Isha Yisrael. I looked it up. There's a little bit of a misprint over here. It says over here it's better to say tachanun and skip v'hurachum. Really, he says that better to say tachanun and skip from v'hurachum. Meaning you're saying v'hurachum, it's better to skip parts of v'hurachum in order to say tachanun. Doesn't say to skip over Hurachim. If you don't feel you can say the whole thing, it's not all or nothing. You say Hurachim and stop in the middle so you can go join and say Tachanun. V'yashlimu la'achar kriyas haTorah. And then the mashlim, the rest of Hurachim after the laning. So you want to say Tachanun before the laning and you'll come back to Hurachim later. And so too writes the Rivos Ephraim, Shem lo hispik la'omro b'seder ha'tfilah. If you don't get a chance to finish saying Hurachim during the regular course of the tfilah, you could say it the whole day. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, we're in Sifkat and Dalad, the last line on page 30. We said that is the minog the Ramah writes to say it standing up. V'chein kel erech hapayim sha'omrim achar chatzikadish tzarech lomer gamkim umud. So too kel erech hapayim, which we say before we take the Sefer Torah out, which is said after the chatzikadish, after tachanun, you need to say it standing up. Mipnei sheyesh bo chatanu, because in that paragraph we say chatanu, uvidui tzarech lomer ma'umud, and vidui has to be said standing. In the back of the Sefer, note number 4, they say one who is davening by himself, Rishon Zalman Orba Paskins, that you should not say Kel Erech HaPayim, because the Iker point of Kel Erech HaPayim is asking for Slicha before Kriyas HaTorah. It goes together with Kriyas HaTorah, as it seems to be from the way it's printed in the Seder, and therefore, if you're davening B'Yachidus, you would not say that line. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Hei. Sifkaton Hei is going on that which the Ramah said. The Minog is to say it standing, but we don't say it out loud. Our Minog is to say it quietly. Says the Mishnah Berurah, top line on Tazayin, Kumo b'tfilah Shmona Esrei she'omrim oso b'lachash. Just like Shmona Esrei that we say quietly. Why is it compared to Shmona Esrei? So if you look at note number 5, he says an interesting thing. based on what we just saw, and that is v'tam adavar kasav amata Moshe. The reason is, says the Mata Moshe, shu mipnei sheshlosha zekenim tiknu v'hurachum. As we just saw the story in the Kolbo, three elderly tzaddikim established v'hurachum, kol echad tiken chelek. Each one set up a portion of it. Ubekol chelek yeshnan yud ches askaros. Each section has 18 shemos of Hashem. Kineged yudchas brachos, kineged the 18 brachos of Shemona Esrei. Al kein omrim oso ba'amidu b'lachash. So since there's a little remiss to Shemona Esrei by having the 18 askaros in each section, therefore we treat it like Shemona Esrei, and therefore we say b'hu rachum standing, and we also say it quietly. That's why our minhag is that way. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in the second line. V'tam de'a rishona, the reason for the first opinion why you should in fact say v'hu rachum out loud, like the Mechaber said, the reason is k'dei la'ora kavona, that's in order to inspire kavona. As we see many times, when a person says a bracha out loud or davens out loud, it gets his kavona going more. V'nahara, nahara, upshate b'inyazeh, whichever way you are knowing is okay in this matter. You can say it out loud, you can say it quietly, either way is okay. Yesh omrim, there are those who say, Dikeshem Messiah v'hu rachum kodem ha-shliatzibur yamtim imrachum v'chanun al ha-shliatzibur v'nofil imo. Some say, if you said v'hu rachum faster than the tzibur did, faster than the chazen, you should wait before you sit down to say tachanun and say tachanun together with the shliatzibur and the tzibur all together. V'kosta b'shai tshuva, the shai tshuva writes, the ha-idna ein rov tzibur mamtinim al ha-shliatzibur. Nowadays, that's not what we do. The tzibur does not wait around for the chazan. The chol echad nofel al apav b'shosh shagom ra'ayin shom. And everyone just says tachanun when they finish. So you start v'hu rachum together, but each person says tachanun when they finish. Sifkatan vav is going on that which the Ramah said, that the reason why we are knowing to be marbe tachanunim on Mondays and Thursdays is because they are yimei ratzon. Why are Mondays and Thursdays yimei ratzon? Says the Mishnah Berurah, she'arba'im yom shel kabbalas luchos ha'achrono shehayu yimei ratzon. Because the last set of 40 days of Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain in which he received the luchos achronos, and he came down on Yom Kippur, went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Ola Moshe Rabbeinu, Ola v'shalom b'yom hey. He went up on a Thursday, the Yorad b'yom beis, and he came down on a Monday. And therefore, because of that, Monday and Thursday has become for all time days yimei ratzon. And therefore, that's why we say v'hu rachum, and we're marben tachanun on Mondays and Thursdays, and that's why the Ramah ends off and says that because they're yimei ratzon, the minog is also to fast on these days. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ayin l'kamon b'sof simen tov klofpei, ma'ashenichtov shom b'Mishnah Berurah. But let's look at the Berhetev in Sifkaton Gimel. The Berhetev says an interesting thing. In the top line in the Berhetev, on page Tazayin, nohagim shelo lechol basar v'shelo lishtos yayin v'yom beis v'hei. The minog is, not really nowadays, but the minhag is, says the Berhetev, not to eat meat and not to drink wine on Mondays and Thursdays. Mipnei shebezdin shomalo yoshin v'donin. Because on Mondays and Thursdays, the bezdin shomalo is sitting and judging. The kaimalon and mischilu bayom gomer b'layla. And we hold that the judgment started during the day, it could be finished at night. Lochein ein ochem leil gimel v'leil vav. Therefore, besides Monday and Thursday, also Monday night and Thursday night, which would knock out Thursday night chillin, you should not have basar v'yayin on Monday nights and Thursday nights. V'yesh ein ochlim lel beis v'lel hel. Hey, some also not the night before, they don't have on Sunday night and Wednesday night, they also do not have meat, they don't have wine. V'ashrei l'mi she'efshel l'lifrosh mi basar v'yayin kol ha'shavua. And praiseworthy is the one who's able to hold back from meat and wine the whole week. Okay, we'll stop there. Zati mechaber v'ayter. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis, which will begin tonight, and we will continue with Shem tomorrow night, the halachas of Hagba. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mare Pnei Ksiva Sefer Torah La'om Ha'omdim Liyamina Ulesmolo. You should show the face of the writing of the Sefer Torah to the congregation that are standing on your right and on your left. Umachziro Lufanav Ulacharav, and you turn it in front of you and behind you. Shem Mitzvah Al Kol Anoshim V'Noshim Liros Haksav. Because there is a mitzvah for all men and women to see the writing of the Sefer Torah, v'lechroa, and to bow, v'lomar, and to say the pasuk v'zos haTorah v'gomer, and Torah Hashem Tamima. Let's stop there in the Mechaber and go to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkaton Beis, you show the writing to everyone. Hamechaber kosav dinze kodem hilchos kriyas haTorah. And Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday, maybe tomorrow if we have time, we will start the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. So the Mishnah Berurah is bothered over here. Why are we going out of order? Why are we discussing the halachas of Hagbah before the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah? The whole order of the Shulchan Aruch is going in order of the tefillah. So says the Mishabura, the Mechaber is writing this din before Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Shekein Minag HaSfardim. That is the Minag of the Sfardim, Lahagbiya Kodem HaKriya, to do Hagba before Kriya. If you've never been in a real Sfardi shul, you've certainly seen about the Kosel, where they do Hagba in the Sfardi Minyanim, they do Hagba before they do Kriyas HaTorah. V'ayin L'kamei B'Hagol, look later on in this Sif in the Ramah, what the Ramah writes, Sheminhagenu lasos hahagba achar akriya, that our minug is to do hagba after laning. Why is our minug to do hagba after laning? It's a little bit of a funny reason, but look at note number 6. Tells us why the Ashkenazim are knowing to do hagba after laning. V'tama dover bir ashyare knesses hagadola. Shuhumi pnei shahamon ha'om toim v'sovrim. Because many people, the multitudes, make a mistake and they think shiriya sefer Torah adifa. The chashuva mehakriya. They think that looking at the Sefer Torah is more chashuv than the reading of the Sefer Torah. V'lochein k'dei she'es akvu sham, and therefore, in order to get them to hang around and to stay for laning, the yishmu kriyas haTorah, so that they hear kriyas haTorah, korim tchila, we first read the Torah, v'rak achakach marim esaksiva. No, it sounds like really we would do also the Hagba first, but people for some reason are machshiv, they're looking at the Sefer Torah more than they're hearing the Sefer Torah, and therefore we push up the Hagba to afterwards, so while they're waiting to see it, they also, Derech Agav, get to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Sounds a little funny. Alex, this is one point for you. Zop the Mishabura.
I don't understand why women are included here, because they don't need to go to...
Oh, so we'll...
They're not high on going to shul for
davening. So you're asking a good question.
And even if they are there, there is a mechitza. So, you know...
Alex is asking a good question. Why are women stuck in here? We will discuss that shortly, Mr. Shem. It might be tomorrow, but we'll discuss it shortly. Zakti Mishabura Vaiter, in the last skinny line on page Tezayin, HaMagbiya HaSefer Torah Mi'al HaTeva LaHaros La'om, the one who is doing Hagba to show the ksiva to everyone, golala at shlosha dapinu magbia, he should open up 3 columns and do hagba. The esher de dafka nakat shlosha, could be it specifically, it should be 3 columns. Venerally, however, says the Chavos Chaim, it appears to me, de talui lethi koach hamagbia, depends on the strength and how strong the one who's doing hagba is. Shie biyachoto lagbia kishin iglelas harbi. If he could hold open more and he could carry it, so it's all the better. The more he could hold open, the more he could do, as long as he's not doing it to show off. Zakti Mishtabura Vaiter in Sivkaton Tes. We do the Hagba in order to be Mare Pinek Siva Sefer Torah La'am, in order to show the writing of the Sefer Torah to everyone, says the Mishtabura in Sivkaton Tes, Kosvu Ha'achronim, the Achronim write, Kishemare Sefer Torah La'am, Vu Omed the Mizrach HaTeva. When a person's ready to do Hagba and he's standing in the east of the Teva, Yakif mi Mizrach Ledarum. Now, it's a funny expression that he's standing on the east of the Teva. It really means he's facing east. That's what it means to say. He's facing east. Yakif mi Mizrach Ledarum. He should turn from east to south, which means he should turn to the right. He should turn from east to south. He should turn to the right. Like you saw by the Kohanim, the way they turn from facing the tzibur to from facing the back to facing the tzibur to facing the back, they always turn towards the right. Ayin Shom. We'll see a very important note on this. So first, let's finish with Mishabura. Omrim Kaddish ad le'ela kodem otzaz ha-sefer Torah. We say Kaddish till le'ela before we take out the Sefer Torah. Avol b'yom she'yesh bo musaf meaning a chatzi Kaddish, but a day like Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed when there is musaf, omrim tiskabel kodem otzaz ha-sefer Torah. Then we say a full Kaddish tiskabel before we take out the Sefer Torah because there's going to be another Kaddish after musaf. Now look at note number 7, a very important note. There seems to be a slight discrepancy in how to do Hagba from the way the Shulchan Aruch describes it and the way the Mishabura describes it. And that's discussed in note number 7. So note number 7 is going in that which the Mishabura just said, you turn to the right, just like we see by the Kohanim. Shekosav Sham Sheponu L'tzad Yamin, we said by the Kohanim they turn towards the right. Ukumo Shom Ubugamar, like the Gemara Numa tells us, Kolpino Shatapona, any turns that you make, Lo Yehei El Derech Yamin, should always be towards the right. Va'ofen ha'kofas ha'sefer Torah l'harosu l'tzibur. The way that one should be turning around and showing the Sefer Torah during Hagba, Dayik b'shailos and shuvas mishnah halachos, miloshen ha'shulchan aruch, he's medayik from the Shulchan Aruch, she'ena oseh sibuv shalim. He does not just turn all the way around, elo misoviv ha'sefer Torah umare lo'om shebiyamino. He first turns the Sefer Torah to show it to the people that are on his right, which means he first turns to the left to show the ksiva to those who are on his right. And then he turns to his right to show the ksiva to those on the left. He does not make a full 360, according to the mashmos of the mechaber, who says you show it to those on the right and those on the left. According to the mechaber, it sounds like you turn to the left to show it to those on the right, and then you turn to the right to show it to those on the left. Ulam, however, das the shevet alevi shem mitzvah lachatchila linok et shulas ha-be'er sheva, that the mitzvah lachatchila is to be known at the be'er sheva, hasover who holds she'osa hekev shalom mimizrach ledorum, that you make a complete 360 from east heading south, which means turning to the right. You turn to the right all the way around. V'chein nog ha-chazanish, that was the middle of the chazanish, you turn all the way around the 360 towards the right. But when he finished going all the way around, he continued a little more to the right, and then he went back. And then note number 7 ends, what?
A 380.
And then the note ends, it says the following. If everyone comes and gathers around the Sefer Torah, which we'll see tomorrow why there is an inyan to do that, and maybe we'll all start doing that soon. But if everyone in the shul learned this halacha and they're all gathering around, so the Shevet Levi writes, She'einam tzrichim klal lahakif b'sivuv, you don't have to turn around. There's no inyan to turn around. The inyan is to show the people the Torah. Mishum she'ikar ha-mitzvah b'hagbos ha-sefer Torah hu laharos esaksav l'chol ha-kol v'lo ha-sibuv. The mitzvah is to show the writing to everyone that's there. There's no inyan in turning around. We're not trying to practice your spinning. Okay, she'miskarvim ha-kol liros. If everyone's gathering around to see it, kfar mekaimim es ikar ha-mitzvah. You already were mekaim the ikar mitzvah, and there's no reason to turn. Umikomoko mishemakiv der ha-sibuv. One who does turn around, bevadai mitzvah gemura v'sovet kederech shebiar mishavur ha-kam. For sure, it is a mitzvah gemura to turn around the way the Mishavura told us over here. We'll stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow night we will see many practical halachas to Hagba besides what we saw tonight, and we'll finish the siman. And the shir tomorrow night is going to be at 7:15, ending at 7:45 before Mincha. Tomorrow night, 7:15 over here, Mitzvah Hashem.